If you're visiting today, you are so welcome. And if you're back from last week having committed your life to Jesus, then you are so welcome. We're so glad you came back because Jesus has got a plan for you, and it's just staying on track with God's people that will get you to know what God's plan for you is and really find out his plan for your life. And it's good. It's a good plan. It's a great plan. God can make something out of nothing. He can make something out of nothing. Now, you'd think I'd be absolutely crazy if I said I was going to bake a cake, but I had no ingredients. And you'd say that would be impossible. But God actually is able and has made everything out of nothing, no material thing. What didn't exist now exists because he made it. And in Psalm 33, verse 9, it says this, and it tells us how he makes things out of nothing. He spoke and it came to be. That's a short thing to say. He spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. So when God makes something, he does it through speaking. And John's Gospel tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God in the beginning. And through him, the Word, all things were made. Everything was made through him, the Word. So the Word is the person, and that person is the person we know as Jesus. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, John's Gospel says. And so the Word is a him, he, God. And we know in the book of Genesis, before anything happened, the earth was void, empty. And God said, let there be light, and there was. And he is so great and so awesome and so God that he actually brings things into existence through speaking. Now, don't you think that's awesome? Because most of us have to work with materials, like machines. If you're going to build a machine, you've got to find steel, you've got to find parts. But God himself made the trees, the sun, the moon, the universe. He made this earth just simply through speaking. Everything has come into existence through his word. He is so great. In Hebrews, let's just turn there, and because this is such a... I love this verse. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3 says, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. So you and I as believers know that everything that we see was a creative act of God. There was nothing, and then it came to be. And I want to encourage you this morning with the greatness of who God is. That in your nothingness, he can create something. In your emptiness, he can fill it. In your lack, he can provide it. Out of nothing, except a word. All God has to do is speak, and it will come to pass. And so in our emptiness, in our lack of fruitfulness or barrenness, God is able to create something fruitful, something different. And there might be times in your life where you get to the end of yourself, where you can't do something, where you feel that you haven't got something. And God can speak into that situation and bring a creative miracle to pass, just as he always has done. In everything that he has ever done, he speaks it first. God always begins by speaking his word. And then the Holy Spirit takes that word and brings it into the material world. So God isn't just a God of theory. He's a God who speaks, and what he says actually happens. It materializes. So it's not just a theory that the word is spoken. And we think that when words are spoken, we can't see the result. But when God speaks, the results will be evident and will be seen. That what is seen has been made out of what is not yet seen. And that's really what faith is. God creates things. He creates work. He creates whatever is needed in the human experience through speaking his word. In Luke chapter 5, we see these guys, the disciples. It was actually before Peter really sort of took on following Jesus. He was still fishing. And in Luke chapter 5, it says here that Jesus was teaching by the lake and people were crowding around Jesus to hear his teaching. They were hearing the word, speak the word. Isn't that amazing? Hearing the word, speak the word. And they're hearing the word of God through Jesus. And Simon, because there were so many crowds, they actually had to kind of get into Simon's boat. So Jesus got into Simon's boat, said, basically, can I borrow your boat? And Simon says, yeah, no worries. You can take my boat. And I just think, you know, these guys, it actually says that they had been fishing and working hard all night and they'd caught nothing. There's a nothingness there. They'd caught nothing. They'd worked and worked and worked. And how many times have you and I worked and worked and worked and worked for something and got nothing? Just me. And Jesus wants to change that condition. He wants to alter the course of Peter's life. And he wants to demonstrate that he is a God who speaks and it happens. Who only has to speak and it happens. And so Simon says, yeah, you can borrow my boat. And he's sort of doing something with his nets and just clearing up after a hard night's work without anything in. And this is a word for business people as well. When you do not see anything coming in, this is what to do. Hear Jesus speak. Get a word from Jesus. Because that word has power to change the future and create work where there isn't any. If you need a job, Jesus can create one for you. Because he is God. And so here we are, Jesus finishes speaking in verse 4, and he said to Simon, put out or launch out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. So Jesus is telling Simon to go fishing again after having fished all night. Now that's a long shift, 12 hours plus a lot going out again to fish again. What I love about this is Simon answers. See, we need to answer with God's word to us. He doesn't just speak, he wants answers. He wants to have a response from us. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. I believe that's a word for somebody here who's worked and worked and worked and got nothing for it. But because you say so, that's the key. Because you say so, who's speaking? God in human form, Jesus. Because you say it, I will let down my nets again. And verse 6 says, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. What's the difference in the conditions in which Simon went fishing? What's the difference in a business world? What's the difference in a working life? At your word, there will be fruit. At your word, there will be harvest, because no word returns empty from Jesus. Every word that he says comes to pass. It actually happens. It materializes. So they went out, threw the nets out. I mean, this must have been astonishing to Simon Peter. Astonishing. Just because he spoke, I'm fruitful. And just because he says something to you, that is the key to your fruitfulness. It is the key to you seeing it happen. We know that Simon believed what Jesus said because he acted on it. You don't believe if you just say, oh, that would be nice. Believing isn't thinking that would be a good idea, Jesus, to let down my nets for a catch. But Peter believed it. That was from the head to the heart. There was a difference in belief. It was heart belief. Because he'd heard Jesus say it, he had faith to launch out again. In the same waters, in the same boat, with the same nets, no condition different except for the word of God had come to him. And if God is going to do anything in your life, he will first give you his word. Out of your nothings, your empties, your fruitlessness, there's things that God wants to do in your life, but he will first speak it before he does it. God always speaks before he acts. He will bring what he says into being, which is why the most important part of your Christian life is your relationship with Jesus, the Word. Your relationship with Jesus and his Word, the Bible. That you come to Jesus and accept his word as word from God. This is God's word to each of us. This book is God speaking. I can open the pages and God speaks. I do it in prayer to the person Jesus, because Jesus is a person, but I say, Lord, I open my heart to hear you speak to me through your word. Believers are those who believe what Jesus says. And you know they believe it because they act on it. I know it's so simple, but it's life-changing. It will create something out of nothing. There was a woman called Mary who had an impossible call. And most of you know about her because of the Christmas story. But the Christmas story was real. It's not just a story. And God showed up in the form of an angel and spoke to Mary and said, you're going to have a child. Mary wasn't married. She'd never had any relationship with a man outside marriage. And she wasn't going to have a relationship with a man before she was married. But God said, you're going to have a son, and his name is Jesus. And Mary said, how could that be? How can you create a son, a child, without the natural order of things happening? You see, most people who don't know God are living life by the natural order of things, by what man can do or what things happen in life generally. But God wants to raise up a generation of believers who will have what God is actually doing that is impossible for man. Because God wants to show himself to be God of the impossible, to create something out of nothing. Tell somebody next to you, God wants to create something out of nothing through your life. And so God speaks to Mary. And she says, how can this be? And he says, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. It's wonderful. And Mary, let me just find the scripture because I'm going there. The Holy Spirit will come upon you in Luke 1 verse 35. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And verse 37 says, for no word from God will ever fail. Come on, let's say that. No word from God will ever fail. Man's word fails. We've all been let down, haven't we? By what somebody said. But no word from God will ever fail to produce the miracle. And so for Mary's impossible call, all she had to do was accept, believe the word. She wasn't trying to get pregnant. She believed the word. There's a difference to trying and believing. We don't try to believe, we just accept what God says as true and that God is reliable. Totally reliable to do what he says he is going to do. And so Mary says, let it be to me. May your word be fulfilled to me. And faith is so personal, isn't it? You can have faith for things that somebody next to you doesn't have. Yeah? You can have faith for things that other people wouldn't even dream about. But God wants us to believe for impossible things so that he creates what is not yet in existence and brings it into being. And he wants us to know that the change happens when we hear him speak his word to us. That's when everything changes. The moment the mission was accepted, it was completed. Mary accepted the mission. Okay, I'll have your son. Fancy saying that. God, I'll have your son. I accept the word, not an experience. A word from God. I accept a word from God. There was another impossible call, a guy called Abraham. He was told that he would be the father of many nations. God promised him that through him would come a son, through him would come descendants, natural and spiritual. Israel are the product of Abraham, but so we are the product of Abraham's faith. Because Abraham is the father of all who believe. And Abraham had an impossible call. 99 years old, no kids. Sarah looked about as rough as he did. They both did not have the ability to have children. And God loves it when we get to the point where we don't have the ability to do it. Because, you know, God doesn't really need your help. Because he can do it, but he does it through a believing heart. God needs to create nations out of one man, out of his faith. One person's faith birthed nations, multitudes, more than the sand on the seashore and the stars in the sky. And what made the difference was that when Abraham heard God say in Genesis 17 verse 5, I have made you father of nations. So Abraham's 99, no children, no sign, no evidence, just a word. Can I say just a word? A word from God. Let us never, ever, ever get away from the fact that God speaks his word to us for us to believe it. Not just to say that would be a good idea, but to actually accept it as true and done. And Abraham had this word, I have made you, not will. It's like saying, go back to the cake. I've made a cake, and I'm standing here and you can't see a cake. Why? Because, naturally speaking, I would need ingredients to show you. But spiritually speaking, God is working with Abraham's faith. And he is saying, Abraham, I have already made you father of nations. There's no sign of it. There's no ability in you to produce it. But what I am saying is what I want you to believe. That from the moment you receive this word, you are no longer childless. And nobody else will be able to see it, but you have it in your heart. You believe it. There are nations on the inside of Abraham's heart as he accepts that word from God. God is longing to put words in us so great, so beyond our ability to achieve. And he just wants to pop them in to your heart. Let your ears hear these incredible things so that we believe it. And that our faith, I want you to listen up now, because this is not just selfish faith. Our faith will embrace nations, other people. God doesn't just want you to have faith for your life. He wants you to have faith for others who are not yet saved. And he wants to say, I have already made you. Accept it. Years ago, when we came to plant the church here, we were given a word from God. Because we knew that God doesn't work unless he gives us his word. He needs to speak first. It's not just a plan of man to go and plant a church. It had to be because God said. Otherwise, we'd worked hard all night and there wouldn't have been any fruit. Hello? But we launched out on a word. And God gave us the word that he would raise up an exceedingly great army. Now, we had this word then when there were just two of us, Pastor Andrew and I, praying. And then God gathered people around us, some great people from the beginning who are still, some of you are here, and we began to work with that vision, calling ourselves an exceedingly great army. It looked ridiculous. We first met in a lounge in Wiveliscum, and didn't it look ridiculous? Hooray, we're an exceedingly great army. And everybody went, really? You lot? Us? And God spoke. When he spoke, it was like an army came on the inside. And God says, what do you see? What do you see? Do you see an army? Or do you just see a few? Today, as we look around, what do we see? We're not an army yet, an exceedingly great one. We're a good start. Amen. But this isn't it. And God wants us to have faith to embrace an army. I will raise up an exceedingly great army. How many of you want to partner with God and believe that? For his glory and for others to be saved. And it starts with the heart, believing and accepting God's impossible call. And God will say things to you that look impossible because he wants to do the impossible. Jesus said, everything is possible for him who believes. People are saved from judgment and hell by believing in Jesus. You're not going to go to hell because you believe and accept Jesus. People are condemned and will end up in the lake of fire, Revelation says, because of unbelief. So unbelief is never get you to the right place. But faith always gets you to the right place. And everything that God does through faith. Jesus said to everyone he met, according to your faith, it will be done. And I believe many times we're waiting for God to do something, and God is waiting for us to believe something from his word. And if we will believe it, it will surely come to pass. Because no word from God is devoid of power. Every word that God speaks, every promise. You can say, well, none of those promises are mine. God said it to Abraham. Well, Jesus actually wants us to believe his word that says in Corinthians, all the promises in the Bible, all the promises are yes and amen. So are they for you? Yes and amen. How many of them? All are yes and amen. All the promises for you, for us as God's people, for the world. Abraham believed for us. I thank God through this one man, numerous descendants came out of his faith. And this is faith, not sight, not visible yet, just believing on the evidence of God's word. What's the evidence of faith? The word of God. What are we to believe? The word of God. What can we rely on? The word of God. It is written. I believe it. Accept it. It's mine. It becomes mine personally when I accept it personally. That's faith. Everything, healing, the prayer of faith will make the sick well. This week I had the joy of praying for Joan. She is a joy to pray for because she'll accept what you give her. And she had a very painful arch in her foot for months. It was really causing severe pain. Whether it was a collapsed arch, I don't know. You probably thought it was. And so we just prayed. I said, oh, that's not right. And she was making plans, well, maybe go and see a podiatrist or something, see if they can help me. I said, well, let's agree in prayer. So I prayed. Every morning since then, I've asked her how her foot is. It's never bothered her since. The prayer of faith brings healing. All things can be received when you pray with faith. Pray with faith. How do you pray with faith? By having a word from God you believe first. Now, Satan throws the biggest challenges against faith, because he knows he wants to stop you from receiving your personal blessings and the blessings that will come through your life for multitudes of people. It matters, you believe, for Taunton, for where you live. It matters, we believe, for this nation. We believe God. It matters what you believe for the church. That your sphere isn't just me, myself, I, family, kids, money, job, but what a small world. Jesus came for the whole world, and he wants us to have faith for the world. And I believe that Satan challenges all the time by saying, did God say? Doesn't he? You've heard him. Have you ever had a promise and Satan says, did God really say? Did you really get that from God? Did God say? He ruined all of us because somebody doubted what God said. Ah, believer's response is simply, God did say. Because he always says, did God say? What are we to say? God did say. Yeah. Say that really fast and you could get into trouble. God did say. It is written. God did say. God did say. It is finished. God did say. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. God did say. You will be fruitful and multiply. God did say that I have authority over the devil. God did say that I would be filled with the Holy Spirit and power. God did say I could heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out demons. God did say the same works as Jesus you will do and greater still. God did say the same works as Jesus and great. God did say the same works as Jesus and greater still. Come on, church. God did say. And who says, not you? I doubt that for you. Satan. But God did say it. God did say it. And every promise that is good and right, he said it. And our work is to believe. Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. That you believe, to have a believing heart. You see, the ruin of the human race was unbelief. The redemption of the human race is faith. If you want to be miserable for the rest of your life, just doubt God. Just doubt the promises. Just doubt it'll ever happen. Just doubt what you can see and say it'll never happen. I can't see any sign. Jesus wants us to believe before we ever see a sign. Like Abraham did, on the evidence of God's word. Many Christians pray like children blowing bubbles in the air. Have you ever watched a child with those little kind of soap things we used to make our own, get a bubble and go, and all these bubbles, they look so beautiful. And so many Christians have such beautiful words. And their little bubbles, they fly out there, and you know what? They don't last. They go pop. They disappear because there's no substance to those many prayers. Hello? Hello? Many prayers doesn't do it. Faith does. And that's why we need to be more deliberate about what we're praying for. Not lots of bubbles that disappear. But to actually have faith that comes from hearing and hearing from the word of God. James says, when you pray, let him ask in faith, not doubting. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea tossed to and forth. You know, if I pray doubting, I feel seasick. Waves. This way, that way, this way. He might not. But look, it hasn't changed. Oh dear, the circumstances still look the same. To be seasick spiritually means that you are unstable in all your ways and can't receive anything from God. That's what James says. You can't receive anything from God unless you ask in faith. And so let's not be air bubbles prayer. Let's know what we're asking. Have faith for it because we know what the Word of God says and we accept it. And then pray deliberately. When you pray, believe that you receive it as you are praying. Not believe you receive it when it materializes. You believe you receive it based on a promise from God. Amen. God is always wanting to blow your mind with what he can do. He always wants to say something that you can't do. He always speaks words that bring about the need for God to be as creative as he always has been and do something out of nothing. Amen. God wants to prove that he is God through each one of our lives. Let's just finish with John's Gospel and look at this wonderful story, and then we'll close. How you doing? John's Gospel, chapter 4. It's, for me, we are living in very important days where, do you know, many Christians are falling by the wayside. They're falling into unbelief. They're using psychology to heal people. Human psychology has never been God's way of setting people free. Jesus said, you will know the truth if you continue in my word. He's speaking about his word. You are my disciples indeed. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus said that. And people are looking for freedom and bringing different ways of freedom into the church all over the world. And Jesus wants us to uphold the word in all things that pertain to all of our lives, whether it's business, emotional health, physical health, mental health, whatever the health that's needed, the word, the truth will set you free. He sends forth his word and heals them emotionally, physically, in every single way. And we need to be a people who gather together. Hebrews says, don't let any one of you have a sinful, unbelieving heart that departs from the living God. So watch out for your own heart, that you are really a believing believer. Hello? Because a sinful, unbelieving heart departs from God, actually, and departs from the word of God. That's why Hebrews 3 says, do not forsake meeting together and encourage one another. You see, I believe that the encouragement we're to bring to one another is believe God. Believe God. Yeah. Believe God. Even if people don't want to hear it, believe God. Yeah. Jesus says, believe God. Faith pleases God. Believe God. Believe God is the answer. Believe the scriptures and help them to understand what Jesus is saying. To every issue and every circumstance, there's a word for it. Amen. And God will give you his word to believe it, accept it. And like Mary and Abraham, what's impossible for man is possible with God. I accept it. I accept it. I accept your word. Receive with meekness the implanted word. You see, pride rejects it. Human intelligence rejects it. But a humble, teachable heart says, okay. Abraham wasn't a proud man. He was a humble man to say, okay, if you said father of nations, that's great. Simon Peter was a humble man to say, I'm an expert fisherman, but you told me to fish during the day and there would be fish. He humbled himself under the word of God. And this is the challenge of our day. Is the word really the word in your life? In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. He, God, the authority of our lives and the church of Jesus Christ, and everything is found in the word of God. And even if I don't understand it, I believe it. In fact, let me tell you, I don't understand it all. And don't tell me you can get Revelation, the book. The book. That's okay. All I know is there's a good ending and he's coming on a white horse. And, you know, I'm one of the saints and I will continue to believe God right to the end. By the grace of God, I will have faith for the end. You see, when the Son of Man comes, will he find what? Jesus says, will he find faith on the earth? What's he wanting? Faith on the earth. Where does the Spirit move? Where there is faith. We need a move of God, so we better have faith that comes from hearing and hearing from the word. Amen. John's Gospel, chapter 4. I know you're there, but I got sidetracked. How you doing? God is awesome. the God who made the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe just by speaking, he calls us into a relationship with him where we can talk to him and he talks back. Tell somebody next to you, that's awesome. That we should hear this awesome God, that everything that has been made, he spoke it into being. I'm so glad I've been called to personal relationship with Jesus. It's wonderful. John chapter 4. We have a guy here. Verse 43. Now, after 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now, Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. That's another message. But when he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They'd seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they'd also been there. Once more, he visited Cana in Galilee, where he turned water to wine. How did he do that, turn the water into wine? Just think about it. He just spoke, gave the disciples instructions. They acted on it, and that was it. He didn't go, oh, let me really try and make this wine. Let me try and change it. Just spoke. Series of instructions, which they followed out, which was actually getting them to partner in faith with him. Because it looks stupid. Sometimes faith does. Faith doesn't always make sense. In fact, hardly ever, to be honest. But they acted on what you couldn't yet see. And only at the end of the process could you get the wine. Imagine Noah. I mean, that guy had faith. It didn't rain for 100 years. And he's still building according to the word. All he had was a word. Build an ark. 100 years. How many charismatic Christians would have said, I don't feel an anointing, and bolted out the door and said, I think I'll try something else. Stick to the word. Cling to the word of God all the days of your life, and you will end well. Amen. Anyway, that was Canaan. That was Noah. And now we've got a man. There was a certain royal official, top guy this, whose son lay sick at Capernaum. And when this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him. So he went to pray and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. Now this is a serious challenge. The heart of a parent whose son is close to death without any hope. Remember, God can do something when we have nothing to work with. In every situation where we've got nothing, God can do it. And he actually says to this guy, unless you people, I mean, if I'd have heard this and I was praying, right? I'm praying, Lord, heal, you know, one of my family ill, or one of you lot who I love, sick, Lord, heal them. Come and heal them. Do something in their body. Well, unless you, Judith, see signs and wonders, you will not believe. I'd think, at least I'm praying. And I know it's your will to heal. But basically he's saying, you're not going to believe, some of you, until you see. But you need to know that unless you believe, you will never see. We want signs and wonders, don't we? Believers lay hands on the sick. Believers, I believe you'll get healed. I believe you will recover from any serious disease in this room. If anybody's had serious disease this morning, you will recover, because I believe when I lay hands on you, you will. Anybody got a serious disease? No? Well, your mum has. Well, we'll pray for your mum. We'll pray for her and believe. In fact, we'll lay hands on you as if it was your mum, okay? So we'll do that in a minute. All right? Brilliant. So Jesus said, unless you people see signs and wonders, you'll never believe. The royal official said, sir, come down before my child dies. In other words, God, do something. Have you ever prayed like that? Yeah. And what did God do something? What did he do? He said, a word. It's all he gave the man, a word. But because we know that the word creates, because we've listened to this message this morning, do we not? It's all the situation required. The situation didn't require anything but a word. Whatever situation you're facing, all you need is a word. And Jesus said, your son lives, go your way. And the man, this is the miracle here, took Jesus at his word and left. You can take Jesus at his word today to fill your emptiness. You can take him at his word to change your business. You can take him at his word for healing. You can take him at his word for fruitfulness. And we can take him at his word for an exceedingly great army. Go your way, your son lives. Whilst he's still on the way, servants met him with the news that this boy was living. And when he inquired as to the time he got better, he said, yesterday at 1 PM, father realized it was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him. At the exact time that Jesus spoke, he received it and went away. You see, you're still not believing if you're keeping on praying about it. You're doing the air bubbles. But if you have a word from God that you believe, having asked Jesus for that to happen, you need to go your way, trusting him that it will. See, I believe God is the God of the universe who fills everything, and he can fill everything that is seemingly empty in our lives. But how? By us receiving the word from God. May you find a new dimension in your life just through believing his word. Because he always performs every word he speaks. Let's stand.
If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.